This is Marcel White, Family Life International, explaining about the 2010 election voter's guide prepared by Family Life International. With the upcoming federal election on August the 21st, many pro-lifers are wondering what they can do at this election to make a difference. At Family Life International, we found there are three main barriers to pro-lifers who want to exercise their vote by supporting a candidate who agrees with Christian moral principles on the life issues. There are three main obstacles. The first one is they don't really understand the political process, how their vote works in the lower house, how their vote works in the upper house, the differences between preferential and proportional representation. All of these things present an obstacle to a voter understanding how powerful their vote can actually be. The second thing is a sense of alienation. We've seen over the past few years research involving human embryos legalised by the Federal Parliament. We've seen the RU486 abortion pill legalised by the Federal Parliament. Foreign aid money going to abortion. Those are the kind of things recent governments, successive Liberal and Labor governments, have passed anti-life legislation, which has left many pro-lifers feeling alienated, like the politicians in Canberra don't represent them, and that there really isn't anybody to vote for. And that's the third issue, is that people just aren't aware, Christians and Catholics of a pro-life conscience aren't aware who the good guys are. This is why Family Life International has prepared the 2010 Voters Election Guide, so that we can inform people how the electoral process works and how their vote will be counted. Secondly, to try and inspire them with a message of hope that there are genuine pro-lifers running in this election. And third, to name those people so that pro-lifers can rally to support those individuals who are worthy of receiving the vote of a Christian who wants to exercise his civic duty in voting for a pro-life party. And I can just take you back to the situation in post-World War II Europe when Pius XII was the Holy Father. And during that time, just after the Second World War had come to an end, the Italian Communist Party was looking like making significant gains in the Italian elections. And Pius XII saw the lie of the land and knew that Catholics had to stand up against the Communist Party, who represented the antithesis of the Catholic Church and her social teachings. So he told all Italian Catholics that it was their moral duty to support all those political parties opposed to the Communists. Now the Holy Father knew, Pius XII knew, that in many cases Catholics in Italy would be forced to vote for less than perfect candidates, or indeed candidates that didn't agree with the Church on some important issues, but the overriding consideration for the Holy Father and for the Church was to stop the nefarious forces of the Communists. So Pius XII made it a duty for all Catholics during that first election after the end of World War II to go to the ballot box and vote against the Communist takeover of Italy, and basically single-handedly prevented the Communists from taking power in that country. Now we fast forward to Australia this year, and we have a stark contrast between the leaders of the two parties. We have a practicing Catholic on one hand, leading the Liberal Party and the Coalition, who has a perfect pro-life voting record in the Parliament. Now, yes, he may be less than perfect on some issues. He is a fallible man, and we may not agree with everything he has said over the years, Tony Abbott. However, the person he is running against, Julia Gillard, from the very first moment of her political involvement at university, from her very first engagement with the socialist and communist forces on campus, she has committed her life to socialism. She has committed her life to radical feminism. She has committed her life to making abortion more widely available in Australia. And what FLI, in their voters' guide, is aiming to achieve is the same thing that Pius XII, the Holy Father, was trying to achieve after the end of hostilities of World War II, and that was to prevent a hostile, anti-Christian government from taking power in the seats, in the halls of Parliament. And we encourage everybody to exercise their civic duty by voting for pro-life candidates, and they can do this if they read the Family Life International Election Guide 2010. Please see the document on the internet. Thank you.